Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. She's the curator of the Duluth Art Institute. And good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We do have a great week of art ahead, ahead of us. Thursday, the Duluth Art Institute has the second in a series of five discussions that we're doing throughout this year. The series of discussions is called Design Duluth, and it's a way to bring together some really fabulous designers right here in our community, creative people, all of us, to come together and talk about what's Duluth's identity, what's our visual identity, what are some ways that we express ourselves. So we're bringing designers, and I use that term very loosely. So some of our sessions are going to include beer designers. Some of our sessions are going to include coffee, to include furniture. So, you know, we're using it in a fairly broad brush. This Thursday's event is probably the most, like, designy that we'll get as far as graphic design, when you think of the word design. And it's going to feature four artists talking about the lift bridge, and thinking outside the box, or thinking outside the lift bridge. When we think of, you know, when you think of Duluth, what do you see? And we're going to hold it at HTK. They're a marketing firm in town, and their offices are on the very top floor of the DeWitt Sites building. So we're going to be overlooking the lift bridge. So old Lissy is going to hear us talking about it sort of behind its back. we'll have Joe Gunderson from HGK is going to kick it off, sort of talking a little bit about, you know, what is logo design? How do you come up with an identity? Tommy Cronquist of Medium Control is going to talk about, he has some really interesting, where he's looked around his own personal life and found some icons to use in his designs. So he's going to talk about that process. Cody Paulson is going to talk about sort of the attractiveness of the industrial backdrop of Duluth and how he's mined that in his creative life. And then Matt Olin, who's a fabulous graphic design professor up at UMD, is going to do a great series. He's gone through and found all of the logos in town that use the lift bridge, and he's going to talk a little bit about that. So, and there will be a hands-on participatory experience as well for everybody who comes, because we really want this to be a discussion. And one way that you get people to talk is make them do something together. So this will be great. It's free for everybody to come, but we are asking that people call the Duluth Art Institute to pre-register, just so that we know how many, you know, peanuts and pretzels to buy to feed everyone that comes with snackies. So that's on Thursday. Then on Friday, ICO is having another show. I do not know how they have so many shows, and it is like the most active gallery in town. Trepanier Hall has an opening. It's ASEMA, the Vessel of Connection. It's all about, it's a group show, and all of the artists are responding to this idea of how their connection to tobacco as part of their culture, part of their spirituality. And there's a great roster of artists. It's Karen Savage Blue, Wendy Savage, Carl Gobway, Vern Northrup, Jonathan Thunder, who I talked about on this program, who I think is just out of this world phenomenal, Joyce Laporte. The list kind of does go on and on. It really is a fabulous group show of artists talking about this vessel of connection and how it works. So that's at Trepanier Hall on Friday. I also said before, they always have the best feast and treats. So definitely, I think this time they're going to even have some door prizes. So that's on Friday at ICO. And then Saturday, the Tweed Museum is doing a workshop, free workshop for folks in the afternoon, 2 to 5 p.m., with Sharon Loudon. Sharon is the artist that just opened an installation piece in the Saks Gallery. It's a three-dimensional line, basically, because she's really interested in this gesture and this line and how it translates into film, how it translates into drawing, how it translates into painting. Well, this time she's taken these lines and had them come off the page into She uses reflective metal surfaces, so it looks like a crazy house mirror, but like times 10 exploded in your face. It's crazy. It's wonderful and incredibly exuberant. She's also an author. She wrote this book, Living and Sustaining a Creative Life. So this workshop on Saturday afternoon is going to be talking about artists as entrepreneurs. How do you express yourself? How do you get your in a public realm? So how do you, you know, I hate that word brand, but how do you brand yourself? How do you get your name? How do you deal with the press? How do you deal with audiences? How do you communicate? So it'll be really fascinating to hear her take on that. And it is, like I said, free, but you do have to register at the Tweed. It's first come, first serve for 35 participants, so it's really going to be very hands-on. Sharon is an incredibly warm and generous artist, so that is a really fabulous opportunity.
And Annie, as you know, dealing with the media is one of the great challenges of every artist's job.
I know. You guys are so mean.
I know. Annie, I'm going to be mean now. I'm going to cut you off. Thanks a million for joining us, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our guest host for Where's Art? Mondays here on KUMD.